So, Rudia, the Khakhan Car has been running for something like 23 years now. What keeps people coming back to this festival?
Yeah, it's our 23rd festival this year, and I think what makes people come back is the fact that every festival is a different experience from the previous year. We have unique content every year, and then we work really hard to bring innovative experiences to the festival every year.
So, what can we look forward to this year? What's different? What's going to make me really excited?
Yeah, what makes me very excited is, of course, we have quite a few debut theatre pieces. I think Neil Koppen is working for the first time in Afrikaans, and we're doing a co-production with the National Arts Festival. It will be playing, the original play is Newfoundland, which is performed in Afrikaans as Buitenland at the festival. It's one of our big debuts. And then on more of an experiential level, there are quite a few mirror experiences at the festival, or experiences with mirrors. One is a play that you actually watch in a mirror while it's being performed. The second one is where you have a guided walk in a mirror, so you see what is actually above you. So you get the illusion that you are walking in the clouds or in the stars or in the trees or actually in a wall of a building. So yeah, and then of course all things that make a really unique South African festival, such as stalls and lots more theatre, music, open air experiences. Yeah, it's a bumper arts festival.
that mirror walk sounds amazing and scary at the same time.
Especially if you tend to have a fear of heights, then it becomes very scary.
Well, I mean, I've been to the Khakhan Car quite a few times, and it's never failed to excite me and make me and make me just want to come back the following year. But I have walked around and I've gone, what makes this place so special? I can feel that it's special, but I've never been able to put my finger on what makes Oudtshoorn in particular and the Klein Karoo so special.
You have the romance of going to the Karoo. So most of the people that are really serious theatre visitors to the festival, they travel quite a long way to get here. And that's, of course, part of the experience. And then Oudtshoorn, as a town, you can't, by driving through Oudtshoorn during festival time, you can't miss the festival. The town becomes the festival, and the festival becomes the town. And that's part of what makes it unique. And then, of course, the great big bazaar that is created during the festival. Everybody cares together. You're having the openness of the experience. It's all very intense in a small space. And people enjoy doing that.
And you definitely get that sense of unity and friendship and just some good quality time spending, you know, I say small town, but Oudtshoorn actually isn't that small of a town. But you do get that small town feel when you're in Oudtshoorn. And the surrounding area is just... it's just beautiful. One of my favorite parts about going to the Khakhan Car isn't actually even in the Khakhan Car. It's driving to Oudtshoorn. It's just some wonderful views all over the place.
Yeah. And that is what makes it also so special. The mountains. You have to get to Oudtshoorn, you actually have to go through one of seven mountain passes to get here. You can't get to Oudtshoorn by another road than going through a mountain pass, whether it's Maidenspoort or over the Otaniqua Mountains or coming from Cape Town through the passes from the Cape, but also close to Ladysmith. You have to go through or over a mountain pass.
Well, that's so many good reasons to go to Khakhan Car. If someone wants more information about the festival, where can they go?
They can go to our webpage, www.khakhankar.co.za. And what is nice about our webpage is that it's really interactive. with live feeds from the festival throughout. And you can if you can't manage to come to Oudtshoorn, then you will be able to have a full festival experience just by joining us online.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. I mean, I might not be able to convince my toddler to stick in the back of a car while we go to Oudtshoorn, but I'll definitely be watching online while the whole event happens. So it's going on until next week Saturday.
Yes, and speaking of toddlers, there's a very, very special experience for young kids at the festival in that we've built a whole park for children around the theme of two of Langenhoven's characters, Borlox and Bittergal. And you'll actually be able to go into their woods and, lots of surprises and lots of small little stories and experiences, even for kids.
Well, there we go, the CEO of Kaka & Ka, Rudius Snyman.